This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bing. That is like when aliens land, you like just come up with a big broadcasting thing and you just say, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing, bing. I mean, is Trump like giving us the secret code of the universe? They'll probably have like 100 newspapers tomorrow. Jones believes Trump has a secret alien code. It's a joke, New York Times. It's a joke. I actually have the New York Times calling me right now. It's a joke. Ha ha. David Knight's coming up with a huge broadcast in the fourth hour today. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. But this report is key. Why I left the left. This is very important. Here it is. I'm Alan Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Do you believe in free speech? Do you believe that people should be judged by their character, not their skin color? Do you believe in freedom of religion? If you believe these things, you're probably not a progressive. You might think you're a progressive. I used to think I was. My show, The Rubin Report, was originally part of the Progressive Young Turks Network. Progressives struck me as liberals, but louder. Progressives were the nice guys. They looked out for the little guy. They cared about women and minorities. They embraced change. In short, who wouldn't want to be a progressive? But over the last couple of years, the meaning of the word progressive has changed. Progressives used to say, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll fight to the death for your right to say it. Not anymore. Banning speakers whose opinions you don't agree with from college campuses, that's not progressive. Prohibiting any words not approved of as politically correct, that's not progressive. Putting trigger warnings on books, movies, music, anything that might offend people, that's not progressive either. All of this has led me to believe that much of the left is no longer progressive, but regressive. This is one of the reasons I've spent so much time on my show talking about the regressive left. This regressive ideology doesn't judge people as individuals, but as a collective. If you're black or female or Muslim or Hispanic or member of any other minority group, you're judged differently than the most evil of all things, a white Christian male. The regressive left ranks minority groups in a pecking order to compete in a kind of oppression Olympics. Gold medal goes to the most offended. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream that his children would be judged by their character and not their skin color was a liberal idea, but these days it's not a progressive ideal. And what about religious freedom, the idea that no one else can tell you what you have to believe? Surely progressives still support that basic right. Well, not so much. I'm a married gay man, so you might think that I appreciate the government forcing a Christian baker or photographer or florist to act against their religion in order to cater, photograph, or decorate my wedding. But you'd be wrong. A government that can force Christians to violate their conscience can force me to violate mine. If a baker won't bake you a cake, find another baker. Don't demand that the state tell him what to do with his private business. I'm pro-choice, but a government that can force a group of Catholic nuns, literally called the Little Sisters of the Poor, to violate their faith and pay for abortion-inducing birth control, can force anyone to do anything. That's not progressive, that's regressive. Today's progressivism has become a faux moral movement hurling charges of racism, bigotry, xenophobia, homophobia, Islamophobia, and a slew of other meaningless buzzwords at anyone they disagree with. The battle of ideas has been replaced by a battle of feelings, and outrage has replaced honesty. Diversity reigns supreme as long as it's not that pesky diversity of thought. This isn't the recipe for a free society, it's a recipe for authoritarianism. For these reasons, I can no longer call myself a progressive. I don't really call myself a Democrat either. I'm a classical liberal, a free thinker, and as much as I don't like to admit it, defending my liberal values has suddenly become a conservative position. So if you think people should be able to say what they think without being punished for it, that people should be judged by their behavior, not their skin color, and that people should be able to live the way that they want to live without government interference, then there's not much left on the left for you.
David Rubin produced a perfect report there. I don't think I've ever seen that before. We got to get him on. That is amazing. We'll be back with David tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, February the 10th, 2017. We're going pretty quickly through February. Today we're going to be talking a great deal about the law, about the Supreme Court, and of course about this decision, the most popular executive order that Donald Trump has done, now being shut down by some activist judges. So we're going to have reactions from a lot of people on both the left and the right. We have Judge Napolitano, we have Trey Gowdy on the right, but we also have Jonathan Turley on MSNBC talking about this and disagreeing with the court. We're going to have Lionel join us at the bottom of the hour, and he's going to talk about what is behind this. And we're going to actually read you a little bit of the key statements about what they said at the Ninth Circuit yesterday in terms of why they were overthrowing this. But before we get into that, I want to get into something else that I think is also very important when we look at the Supreme Court, and that is the right to life. And we have to understand that when we look at this judicial activism, and now they've even got a term for it, they love to call it impact litigation. In other words, they want to use litigation
to achieve what they cannot achieve at the ballot box, to enact a judicial tyranny on us. And I think it's very important that when we go back and look at what the founders thought about the courts, Alexander Hamilton, who was really no libertarian, he was one of the most statist of the founding fathers, said that the judiciary was the least dangerous of all the branches because it didn't have the power of the executive and they didn't have the passion of the legislative branch. Well, now they have both power and passion. They have assumed the power, and they are passionately activist on their political positions. And so that's the state that we're in today. But before we get to all this, I want to take a look at some life issues here. There's a story that came out of the UK, the UK Telegraph. And this is some ethicists, and I put that in air quotes here, ethicists at Oxford University. And they have argued that newborn babies may be killed because they have no right to life. They are morally irrelevant in their terms. Morally irrelevant, a newborn baby. Now, I just talked, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, to the author looking at the case of Kermit Gosnell. He is serving life sentence without possibility of parole because he killed fully formed babies, newborn babies. Babies that the mothers went for an abortion, but they're able to survive on their own. They were born alive. And we have had this battle here in America, and I got to say that was one of the things that changed my mind on it. I'd never really thought about it. In the abstract, I looked at it and thought, well, you know, I didn't really want government making a lot of decisions about my life. This is kind of fuzzy. At one point, I was looking at it, and I thought, well, maybe they shouldn't get involved. But then when I realized what was going on with partial birth abortion, the lie involved in that, a full-term baby capable of survival on its own, they bring this baby out, and as long as one teeny bit of that baby is still inside the mother, they can do whatever they want to legally to it. Well, that's been shut down, thankfully. And babies that were born alive, that was shut down before Kermit Gosnell. And so now he's serving multiple terms in prison, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. He was, as they point out in that book, America's biggest serial killer. Had absolutely no conscience to it. He was a total sociopath. A psychopath killer. He had no conscience whatsoever about that. He was proud of what he did. He kept souvenirs of what he did. That's one of the things that essentially hung him, metaphorically. But these people, this is what they're arguing in a Journal of Medical Ethics. They say newborn babies are not, quote, actual persons. They do not have a moral right to life. This is the Oxford Center for Practical Ethics. What have our universities become? I think it's time we start seriously considering whether or not we need to remove funding from these corrupt organizations. Universities are dragging down society. They are a cesspool of the very worst in society. And I think we need to start looking at cutting their funding. And quite frankly, you'll be interested to find out that the universities are at the center of opposing this travel ban that was enacted by the executive branch. The first judge who did it said this is having a tremendous effect on the states. When we talk about who had standing to sue, I looked at it and it's like, why? How could this even get to court? Because you're talking about people who are not citizens, who are not in this country, or if they're in this country, they're still not citizens. They don't have standing to sue. They don't have rights. But, of course, that's part of it. Just as they invented a right to kill children, they're now inventing a right to immigrate into the United States, and that's a key thing we're going to be talking about. But let's go back to this these so-called medical ethicists at Oxford University in England. The article said that the authors had received death threats since publishing the article. Why do you think that is? Look, if you say that an innocent baby has no right to life, how can you stand? We can all look at any individual person here, and we can say, look, as an adult, I don't like what this guy did, and you know, I think they ought to be killed or whatever. A baby's never done anything. So you can make an extreme case about anybody who's been alive for a while. It wouldn't be necessarily supported, certainly, but you know, an innocent newborn baby, as innocent as they come, and you say they have no right to life. How are you, you medical ethicists who are calling for the murder of innocent babies, how can you say that you have a moral right to life? I mean, don't you understand that you're throwing yourself under the bus? See, this is what's very important about Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court appointment. One of the things that he did that everybody is very impressed with, even if they don't agree with his conclusions, they're very impressed with his legal arguments. He wrote a book on assisted suicide and euthanasia. And he talked about the moral imperative of life. We need someone like that on the Supreme Court. We should all be very thankful that that is the kind of person that Donald Trump has nominated. And I'm talking about this. Everything we're talking about today really is about setting the course for this country, especially within the judicial system, taking it back away from this activism. And, of course, Neil Gorsuch is on the right idea there. He's also of the mold of Antonin Scalia in the sense that we're going to go with the text. We're going to go with the Constitution. We're going to go with original intent. We're going to look at what the actual law says instead of what you as judges prefer, what your personal opinion is about life. No, you're supposed to have an opinion about the text, not an opinion about the issues. See, that's the key thing here. Now, they go on to say, rather than being an actual person, newborns were potential persons, potential persons. So they only have potential, even though they're capable of existing on their own. That is the slippery slope that we have created when we said that babies have no right to life, as long as their little bit of them is in the mother. And, of course, they still argue for this. Now, at the same time, Daily Caller points out that the president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, and, of course, she is the daughter of Ann Richards, who used to mock George W. Bush for poor George, born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I guess she would rather he'd never been born, and if they'd had their way, I'm sure he wouldn't. Of course, the Bushes are heavily into the Planned Parenthood issue as well. It was George W.'s grandfather, Preston, who was, I think, the first treasurer for them back when they were just getting started, and we had Margaret Sanger, who was setting up her centers to eradicate the black population. She was open about that. And Prescott Bush was all about that. And so we also have connections with George H.W. Bush as well with Planned Parenthood. But this is what Cecile Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, said. She wants to push the pro-abortion movement to the next level. And to do that, she wants to get rid of the stigma and shame, she said, surrounding abortion. I think it's time for us to be bold, and so I want to ask you to do something or to think about doing something, and that is to share your story. This is the time to do it. So let's be proud of our abortions instead of understanding what is there. And look, I want to say to people who have had that, made that decision, there's times in my life when if I'd been confronted with that decision, as I said before, I didn't really understand the issues involved in it. I didn't understand it from a theological standpoint. I didn't understand it from a moral standpoint. I didn't understand it from a legal standpoint. When I realized what was involved in partial birth abortion, I knew that what they'd been telling me was simply a lie. They had a different agenda. And you need to understand what that agenda is. And if you did that, you have to understand there's something about that that you can talk about. Not to be proud of it, but to tell people that you've been deceived about that. To tell people that you regret that. And to tell people that you found forgiveness for that in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can find that. So, that is where we are. And we're going to talk about these other court cases. Let's talk about something that's a little more cut and dried for most people, I think. And that is, why do we have these decisions being made? Is it something that is reviewable? Can the president shut this down? Of course, President Andrew Jackson said of the Supreme Court, well, they've made their decision. Let's see the Supreme Court justice enforce that. And that goes back to what Alexander Hamilton said. He said the executive branch has the power. The judicial branch doesn't have the power to enforce its orders. And so you have to submit yourself to that authority. And it's wrong to do that. We've had a lot of presidents now, modern presidents, who do that. One of the things that this judge in Seattle said was he said, I think I have jurisdiction here. We have some traditions in terms of our decisions. And the very fact that the executive branch has sent representatives here from the Department of Justice, federal delegates, to come to my court, to argue before my court, they have submitted themselves to my authority, essentially. I think what they ought to do, and I'll talk to Lionel when he joins us at the bottom of the hour, I think the judge, Justice Department ought to go in on behalf of the president and say, here's the relevant sections of the Constitution that shows the executive branch has power over immigration and over national security. And we're going to talk to you later. We're out of here because you have no jurisdiction over us. No more jurisdiction than if the Seattle judge wanted to rule on a court that was in Georgia. See, it's not his jurisdiction. And that jurisdiction has not only geographical, but it also has constitutional limits. And we have had presidents over and over again, the beginning of this country, that would shut that down, and rightly or wrongly. I mean, many times the presidents were wrong and the Supreme Court was right. Sometimes it was the other way around. The Supreme Court has been wrong about a lot of things. They were wrong about slavery. They were wrong about freedom of speech with movies. For about 50 years, it was not considered to be free speech for movies. Remember that, liberals. We'll
now
be right back.
Time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo. Boo from $1.59, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it, starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nine. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Lionel. He, of course, is a talk show host, but he's also an attorney. He's worked as a prosecutor He understands the law, so we're going to get him to weigh in on these decisions about Donald Trump's executive order on travel bans. I'm going to read to you in this segment some of the things that people on both the left and the right have been saying, from Judge Napolo and Trey Gowdy to Jonathan Turley on MSNBC. I think it's very interesting to see what people are saying, and we'll get Lionel's reactions to their opinions as well as his own opinion on the law when he joins us in the next segment. Before we get back to this issue, I want to remind you that we have a new product that's just come online, an air filter for your car from Alexa Pure. This is the Alexa Pure Breeze Micro at InfoWarsStore.com. Powerful little workhorse that plugs in your car and cleans the air up there where you've got some of the dirtiest air that you're going to find. That is following along behind another car. Of course, if you're with the EPA, you want to try to use that to they literally, folks, hook people up to diesel tailpipes so they could have an excuse to up their regulations. And but, of course, we're not talking the EPA. We're talking about real life here. So don't be a guinea pig for the EPA. Run this little Alexa Pure Breeze Micro in your car to clean up the air that you're going to be exposed to on the highway. And then, of course, as you see up there, Super Blue is now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsLife.com. I was able to get that yesterday, and I tried it for the first time yesterday, and I think it is great. I was just talking to Zach. Owen Schroyer was saying he loves it. This is a great toothpaste, folks. It makes your mouth feel really fresh. And if you look at the ingredients in there, there's nothing harmful. It's all natural, very powerful ingredients. Things like xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and many other things. And of course, it's there to be a very effective, to effectively fight the bacteria that are in your gums. Because if you have bacteria in your gums, it can lead to development of heart disease, heart attacks. It can enter your bloodstream. It can even cause blood clots or heart attacks. So that's why they've taken out there's no fluoride in there, and they've added nano silver and other things, even tea tree oil, to fight the bacteria in your mouth, in your gums. And like I said before, it is great. I really love it. That's going to be the toothpaste for my entire family. It's the first time I was able to get it yesterday. Like I said, it's sold out. Now it is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I said Lionel's going to be joining us to talk about this outrageous couple of decisions that we've seen from these courts. I want to give you an example here. When we talk about whether or not the president can ignore a court order, and of course, there's a long history for this. We had FDR. Remember when FDR wanted to put his New Deal through? Was he kind of rude to these judges? Yeah, I think so. Pat Buchanan had a great editorial on WND. He said, Trump must break judicial power. And he said, okay, so we've heard the quote about disheartening and demoralizing. Of course, Trump has pushed back. He says, I don't really trust the comments of the senator who put that out there, because he's made some pretty absurd comments and stuck with them for a long time about his history in Vietnam, which wasn't true. So Trump questioned the veracity of the comments. But even if that were true, what Donald Trump said about this so-called judge, he points out that there's been much worse in the past. He said Thomas Jefferson, this is Pat Buchanan writing, Thomas Jefferson not only refused to enforce the Alien and Sedition Acts by President John Adams, his party impeached the Supreme Court Justice Samuel Chase, who had presided over one of the trials. And as I mentioned before, Andrew Jackson defied Chief Justice John Marshall. He said, okay, you made your decision. Let's see you enforce it. And he was talking about moving the Cherokees out of Georgia. Something, by the way, an action that I don't support, but it was Jackson's authority to do that. Again, Chief Justice Roger Taney declared the President Abraham Lincoln's suspension of the writ of habeas corpus, which was horrible, by the way, folks. People don't talk about the horrible things that Lincoln did during the Civil War. One of these was to suspend habeas corpus. And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court said that violates the Constitution. Lincoln nearly sent troops to arrest him, openly talked about, sending troops to arrest the Supreme Court justice. Then FDR said, well, I'm going to add six justices to the court, because everybody knew that the things that he was doing with the New Deal were not constitutional. And so he decided that he was going to try to pack it at one point. He referred to them as the nine old men. And then President Eisenhower said his two worst mistakes that he made and as president were his Supreme Court choices, Earl Warren and William Brennan. So we have a long tradition of that, and we have a long tradition of executives resisting the Supreme Court. Think about this. In Ohio, there was a small town that used traffic cameras, speed cameras, and handed out $3 million to drivers, about 45,000 people in just 15 months. Now, the judge there said that's not constitutional. Doesn't match the Constitution of Ohio. And they said, we don't care. We're going to keep doing it anyway. So even little municipalities are ignoring the courts in some areas. Stay with us. We'll be right back with
Lionel. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining us now is Lionel, Emmy Award-winning commentator. And I just saw his clip the other day where he was on House of Cards. I'm not a House of Cards fan because, actually, surprisingly, I don't like politics. I follow it very closely because it makes me so angry and because I want to stop it. But I'm not a big fan of it. House of Cards is just too much like real life. But I did suffer through an episode just so I could see Lionel on there. But, of course, you can follow him at I think it's Lionel, help me here. Is it at Lionel Media? Is that your Twitter handle? I should know
Twitter
this.
Twitter is at Lionel Media, but more important, what's taking the world by storm, David, is my YouTube channel, Lionel Nation.
Lionel Nation Lionel on Nation. YouTube. All right, great.
And there was no immigration problems. There was no Ninth Circus in Lionel Nation. Everybody is equally not welcome.
Well, yeah, I want to get your legal opinion here as an attorney. Yes. Let's start with standing. Okay, how do these people have standing, of course? You know, I looked at this, I thought, absolutely, you know, these people are foreign citizens, and how do they get to sue in court? Maybe they're not even here in this country, and yet we're being told that they can sue in court. And then I looked at the opinion,
right,
and what he said was, we're acting the states, there's two states that sued. They were the ones who said that we're going to sue on behalf of these people. And they said they're suing in their role. This is the lower court judge who stayed the order that was upheld by the Ninth Circuit yesterday. He said the states are suing in their role as parents, patriae, which is parents of the nation, Latin phrase for that. Parents of the nation of the residents living within their borders. And I thought, well, these are foreign citizens. And the states themselves, he said, are harmed by damage that the executive order inflicts upon operations and missions of their public universities. So this is to support the universities and foreign citizens? I mean, what's going on here?
David, I love you. God, I love you. But my friend, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. There's nothing wrong with this decision. There's nothing wrong if they review, if they appeal this decision, it will be upheld. Nothing wrong with it. You're looking at something, not you, mind you, but a lot of people are jumping in for the first time. This is their first rodeo, and they're looking at this and go, what the hell? What? Standing? Yes, yes, yes. Here's what happened. These people are so smart. The Ninth Circus, as they're called, by the way. And a little bit of background. The ABA in about 2010... did a grading. There's 13 circuits total. Remember, district court judges are the trial court in federal court. That's the first level.
Mm-hmm.
Above that is circuit courts of appeal. There's 13 of them. And then the Supreme Court. Of the 13, actually 12 plus 1, of the 13, at the bottom in terms of most reversed, were the federal circuit, which doesn't really apply, and the Ninth Circus, as they're lovingly referred to. So they do have a bit of history. Not to mention, since 1941 or so, there's been a move, David, to break this circuit up. It's, as Donald Trump would say, huge. It takes sometimes 18 months to deliver a decision. There's just too many cases, too many states, too few judges. So that being said, here's what would have been the problem. There is nothing wrong with what they wrote. I know. I'm not smoking anything. Not drunk. Trust me. What I wanted to know was, which I thought was the most egregious, was how, in the name of God, would any judge rule that this was a ban on Muslims, number one, or a violation of the Establishment Clause, where one particular religion is basically singled out versus another, irrespective of whether they're citizens or not, because a lot of these are naturalized citizens and green cards, and that's not a problem. But I thought, here's where the problem is. Work with me on this. They were going to say, well, Donald Trump said, as candidate Trump, along with his boy wonder, Rudy Giuliani, they said that Muslims were the problem, that this was going to be a Muslim ban, and that they were going to make provisions to make exceptions for Christians. Aha! Uh-huh. And I thought, that's it. If these people are stupid enough to base a decision, an Establishment Clause basis, as striking down this, and by the way, it's very confusing. It's a stay of the ban. It's the ban, and then Robart banned the ban, and then these people are going to stay the ban on the ban. So it's very, very confusing. But if they do that, they're through, they're toast, they're Elvis, they're finished. You know what they did? They were so smart. They referred to it. They said, you know, he did mention these things, but we're not going to base the opinion on that.
Yeah.
So they knew what they were doing. Now, here's the good news. I want everybody to calm down. Okay, calm down. I swear to you, I don't want to mention any names, but I was watching some characters on Fox News, and I like a lot of these guys, but I'm wondering, what law universe are they in? This is their first bad case they've ever read. You mentioned Justice Taney. How about the internment cases. We can go down the list. Okay.
Yeah, Dred Scott. Yeah. Yeah. We've had the Supreme Court said that there was no First Amendment protection for movies in the early part of the 20th century. And it's stood in the 50s. So, you know, whatever.
We've done some ridiculous stuff. But what about Griswold? Griswold has said that basically adults couldn't use contraceptives. I mean, stop.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah. And then Dred Scott, of course. Yeah. We got to mention Dred Scott.
Okay.
Yeah.
But listen, that was then. This is now. Mm-hmm. Here's what I would advise President Trump. I would say, you know how good this is, right? You're going to now turn to the people. Politically now, you hate politics, and I do too, but politically, here's what he's going to do. And he's a master of this. He's going to say, well, folks, you see what happens? You see why you need me? I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to protect you and our borders, and these folks decide they're going to strike me down. And I love when they say, the commander-in-chief. He's only the commander-in-chief to the military. He's not my commander-in-chief, and he's not yours, because we ain't in the military. But, so what he's going to do is he's going to say, folks, I'm going to need you more now, more than ever. And if this were to go to the Supreme Court, remember, a couple of things now. What could happen next is, and I'll get to the punchline, but they could either appeal this to an en banc, E-N-B-A-N-C, the entire 11 judges of the Ninth Circus, as we call it, or eventually to the Supreme Court. But there's a 4-4 tie. Remember, Scalia, nobody's replacing him. So now President Trump can look to everybody and say, this is why I need Gorsuch now more than ever. Now do you know why this is important? Now do you know why you need me? Now do you know? It's perfect. But in the meantime, and I was saying this from the beginning, and I'm proven right because my sources and what I'm reading shows me that I thought, all their Ninth Circuit did was give me, the president, a roadmap as to what I have to do. Clean the language up. What you object to. Great. Here comes another one. Here's another executive order. You don't like that? Here's another one. And another one. And another one. And I'm going to bury you in executive orders. You won't be able. I want you, the Ninth Circuit, to tell me I can't issue any more executive orders because I want a showdown. Now, they
Well, while we're on executive orders, Lionel, let me ask you this. Because we had on MSNBC, we had Jonathan Turley go, law professor from George Washington University, and he doesn't agree with the order. He said he thought it was a poorly crafted order in addition, and it was a terrible rollout, okay? But he said, I still think the law favors the administration once you get to the merits. He said, I don't agree with many of those, some of those cases, but the courts have been highly deferential to the president, and they generally don't second guess. But here's the key thing he said, Lionel. He said the Obama administration argued the president's judgment on the administration was largely unreviewable, and they went with that. Then he argued that he could even refuse or order the failure to enforce immigration laws. And for all the Democrats objecting now, says Jonathan Turley, I didn't hear a peep of objection from them when just last year these same arguments were being made by the same Justice Department. So when Obama says, I'm not going to enforce the immigration laws, and I have power here, and it's unreviewable, they're fine. But then when Trump says, I'm going to enforce the immigration laws, or I'm going to have some other test here, I'm going to more carefully vet these. No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
David, you better calm down. It's quiet. You're going to lose your mind. Let me tell you a couple. Here's my favorite, to show you hypocrisy. And that's the part that gets me, hypocrisy. Look, just don't. What's that? Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Look, I understand.
Outlaw Josie Wales, yeah.
Here's my favorite one, just in that line. How these people say, oh, I declare Ivanka Trump, Kellyanne Conway's going on TV. She's violating the ethics rules. Praise God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Now, the same people that said, hey, what about Hillary Clinton? Clinton Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Health Access Initiative. What are you talking about? Cartels, server game, but Nordstrom's? Okay, fine.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, too? Again, the double standard, Lionel.
I know.
We had Michelle Obama go to Subway with a couple of athletes and all the uniformed people behind her and did a commercial for Subway. And that was the whole context. She made her comments in terms of defending Donald Trump's reactions publicly on his Twitter account. Yeah.
Remember Beer Gate with Professor Gates and Obama, and had the beer, and he mentioned, this is a good beer, and he mentioned the beer, and then Jimmy Carter and Billy Beer.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good one. Billy Beer. Yeah, that's right.
Where have people been? All right, that doesn't matter. But here's the bottom line. The way they did it, I mean, by the way, I would, if I were teaching appellate advocacy at a law school, I would say, listen to this very interesting phone conversation. And this is not how to appeal the case. First rule. Number one, pardon my French. I think it was Blackstone who said, don't piss the judge off. Don't tell a judge what he can't do. Don't dare them. Oh, by the way, justices, don't you think you have the authority to overrule the king? Oh, please stop it. They should have crafted it. All they had to do was simply do it differently. But David, let me reiterate for the millions and millions of people who are watching us now, okay? Now, do you realize that if 90% of all of your internet capabilities went out, you would still beat MSDNC by 10,000%? Okay. What's going to happen is Trump knows exactly what he's doing. He's going to say, I'm going to give you another one. And I'm going to give you another executive order. Now, here's something which is very interesting. And remember, let's be true juridical purists here, David. Just because we may like Trump and by the way, I didn't vote for him. I voted for me. I'm finding myself in a strange way, David, defending him more often because what's being thrown at him is absolutely absurd. So people think, boy, I never knew you were such a Trump fan. It's like, I'm defending not him per se, but this insanity.
Yeah, well, like the Nordstrom Ivanka stuff and Kellyanne Conway. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm not crazy about this guy, you know, Mnuchin and these others, and he was talking about the torture. And we'll get to that in a moment. Well, look, he still works for me, and he better do a good job for me, but we'll get to that in a moment. But as far as this goes, the whole notion, David, explain this one to me. If I said, let's say you were the president, President Knight, with all due respect, sir, where do you get these seven countries from? What is this? Why not Saudi Arabia? Why not? And here's the irony. This is a part, another talk about irony. These people who say, this was a Muslim ban, was it? It's not a Muslim ban. If you want to ban Muslims. Say it. But he didn't. Or mention all the Muslim countries like Indonesia and Saudi Arabia. So I would ask people, I would say, let me get this straight. You're upset because he didn't ban? You want him to ban more? You're upset with the fact that he's banning Muslims because he didn't ban enough? Would you be concerned? They don't even know what they're saying. So,
well, that's a good point right there, Lionel, because he said the seven countries, and I'm reading from the arguments there, they said they've been targeted because they, quote, have significant terrorist presence and they were safe havens for terrorism. Right. And it was Barack Obama that went to war with these seven countries, okay? We're dropping bombs on them. We're sending troops in. And so if they're not dangerous, why isn't the left saying, let's stop the war instead of bringing in the immigrants?
Because they're saying you're talking about people who live in these countries versus, look, let me tell you something. Do you really think, David, these people give a damn about Muslims and immigration? I mean, do you really think, look, let's assume, God forbid, the troubles in Northern Ireland were up again. They would say, you're banning Catholics, aren't you? Say, I'm not banning Catholics. That you missed the point.
Yeah, I'm banning people who are dropping, blowing up buildings.
Let's get after the mafia, you know, and we're going after Italians. No, that's not it. Look. These people are sworn to stop this president over everything he does. Did you see the other day at the Washington Post, they must be saying, hey, boss, I've got an idea. Can I write it? Do it. Don't you want to hear the story? No, write it. Just write it. Keep shoveling the coal into this runaway train. They had an article that Trump's a bad misspeller. What? Print it. What else you got? He walks around in a bathrobe. Print it. Next. They don't care what it is.
Yeah.
They don't care what this is. And what they're also doing, which is the most important and the most critical to understand right now, is that this has nothing to do with anything that these people care about, terrorism or Muslims or whatever. They don't care about that at all. Bottom line is simply this. He just scored beautifully in this. You can't, I mean, look what this guy's done. Every single day, He has more executive orders. Let me just say about that, by the way, before we get too complacent about this. I'm not crazy about executive orders. I don't like PDDs. I don't like signing statements. I don't like, if you go back in this notion of the unitary executive, this goes way back, not way back, but it was really big during Cheney and Addington's days.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I would like to see the legislature do more. They've abdicated their authority not only to the executive branch, they also abdicated it to the judicial branch, but even more importantly, they've abdicated it to the bureaucracies. They let the bureaucracies write the rules. I mean, when Nancy Pelosi said we've got to pass it so we can find out what's in it, they were just giving broad authority to these bureaucracies, and the bureaucracies are going to come up with the devils and the details for everybody. That's the real issue.
Let me give you another one for you. This is going to blow your mind. I'm a lawyer by profession, right? Licensed lawyer, trial lawyer, and I do all kinds of trial work. Personal injury, criminal. Here's one that I came up the other day, and I saw this. And it was a case involving somebody who was an illegal alien. Illegal. I mean illegal. Not somebody who overstayed or somebody who was the child of an American. No, I mean somebody who is as illegal as you can get.
Yeah.
Who basically gets hurt, sues for personal injury, gets a decent settlement, and now wants to enforce it. And you're thinking, what? Wait a minute. What? An illegal? Yeah. Wait a minute. And if you were to dare bring up this fact or dare involve yourself in maybe threatening him with any kind of action, you could be looking at perhaps contempt of court.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lionel. We got to take a quick break.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, as it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm,
Into this house we're born.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel, an attorney and talk show host. And, of course, you can find his new YouTube channel. I don't know if it's new, but it's. I want you to take a look at Lionel Nation. Also, you can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. We're going to go back to Lionel in just a moment. But before we do, I want to quickly remind you that we have Roger Stone's book, The Making of a President, at 20% off. That's our introductory pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off the introductory pricing on Making of the President by Roger Stone. Also, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsLife.com. I tried it last night for the first time. First time I was able to get my hands on it, and I thought it was great. And I've talked to everybody that I've talked to in the office loves it as well. It's got peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, tea tree oil, things that are going to combat bacteria in your mouth that are going to help your gums be healthy. And if you don't have healthy gums, if you've got a lot of bacteria in your gums and they tend to collect there, they can get in your bloodstream. They can give you blood clots, heart attacks, heart disease. It's a key issue in terms of protecting your health. And it's getting rid of that harmful bacteria that sets up in your gums and lids there. So the nano silver, the iodine, the tea tree oil, all those things, and the peppermint oil is great tasting. They even have a kid's flavor, which I haven't tried. It's a bubble gum, but I loved the other one. Very fresh tasting when you use it, and a lot of great healthy ingredients in that. That's now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Lionel, I want to go back to the thing that we started here with the standing, because I thought something that was interesting came out by Japan Times, talking about the same judge, Robard, in Washington. And, of course, that's where Microsoft is. And Microsoft had the case where they're protesting the fact that the Justice Department wants to get information of Microsoft's customers. And Microsoft wants to tell them that the Justice Department is looking at you and is put in order for your information. And this judge, Judge Robart, said, well, okay, I agree that you have a right, a First Amendment right to speak to your customers, but as a third party, Microsoft can't assert constitutional rights for someone else. And we go back to look at this case at the same judge. He's saying that these states who are acting as parents of the nation have the ability. I don't see how they've got any more connection to these foreign citizens than Microsoft does to its customers.
A couple of things here. First, let me just say, I concur on Roger Stone's book as well. This is a barn burner, a stem winder, and a page turner. This guy, he is, I love him. I mean,
he knows where the skeletons are buried, doesn't he?
Oh, put it this way, you don't want him as your enemy. Look, I will tell you things, and I'm reading this, and I suggest everything. In fact, I did two videos on Lionel Nation. You can read them, and I went through it step by step. I went through this case. It's not very long, but I went through the standing. And the issue is simply this. Does the state of Minnesota, does the state of Washington, do they have an actual standing? Do they have do they suffer? And they said, yes. How's that? Our universities.
Yeah, there we go back to the universities again.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Listen, standing, let me tell you where standing. This is the best one ever. I got to tell you this quick story. Remember New Dow years ago, there was a case of the father who objected to his kid saying under God?
Mm-hmm.
It was the Ninth Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this? Under God. Michael New Dow, the atheist, and
that's
he
right.
was offended.
Right.
Okay, fine. And Ninth Circuit, I thought was spot on because I think under God is unconstitutional for a host of reasons. I don't want to go into it because it's a law. The Pledge of Allegiance is a law, which most people don't. Anyway.
You got 20 seconds, Lionel.
Okay, so the Supreme Court granted cert. When it went, they said, guess what, New Dow? You don't have standing because your kid doesn't live with you. They granted cert and then punted it on standing.
Yeah.
So standing tries to...
They wave it as they wish. That's Lionel. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find him at Lionel Nation on YouTube. Thank you, Lionel.
Thank you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.